what are you up to?
I've just finished the barrow, so in the moment I'm doing a little bit of everything at the moment. So mm-hmm. I've got a bit of media stuff I'm doing, a bit of commercial that I'm doing here. I've got kind of all little bits and bobs going on at the minute, a bit of coaching here and there. So yeah, pretty busy actually. But obviously I'm daddy daycare at the minute because the kids are off school, so that's the hardest
keeping
job.
Keeping you busy. Yeah.
Keeping us very busy at the minute.
Yeah. We spoke before the Legends game. I didn't get to speak to you afterwards, but how good an experience was that?
No, it's fantastic. As I said, I think it's really good. But a lot of us haven't seen each other for a long while, and even the older lads, and they've got their own little bunch of when they've done it and things. But we kind of always overlap and see each other. As like I've seen Rob Newman loads of times, I've seen others, and so you kind of see each other, but you never really get to be in that dressing room, mm-hmm. sit down, have a chat, and have a beer and this and that. So that was really good. I think everyone that came enjoyed it. I think if we'll try and do something similar. Maybe not been this year, but maybe hopefully do something or sort something out. So we're having a chat about that between ourselves at the moment. Hopefully speak to the club. But no, it was really, really good. I think everyone enjoyed it who came, which is the most important thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, you must be delighted with how that was received, because I think it was 20 odd thousand here, wasn't
it? Yeah, so. As I said, to still have that pump and still get people through the door for a group of old men, essentially, it's really good. But that's what I said, everyone came, everyone enjoyed it. It was good atmosphere. I think it was nice and relaxed, which I think everyone enjoyed. So as I said, I wouldn't write off doing it again. So hopefully we can try and sort something out.
You still replay those headers back in your head from time to time?
Yeah, well. Yeah, one of them things. I thought he'd played really well, actually. So I maybe shouldn't have had a couple of beers the night before. I don't know what I mean. So, no, it was good. I said probably should have scored two, but that's you can't score two.
Score
them, yeah, that's it. You know what I mean? Can't keep. They don't add to your tally, so it doesn't matter.
Just ask you very quickly about this season. How are you feeling about it? Are you optimistic?
I think so. I said it's always difficult. You can never say in terms of you, no matter how well these do, there could be someone else. And I've just. You go through the list and you think, oh, they won't do that well this year. And then all of a sudden you see Leeds are going for Bamford and they're going for Vidra. And then you look at Middlesbrough's pumping and you look at Derby's bringing Lampard in. And to name but a few, you could just keep going down. And Villa, you name them. You look through the division, you see, you just don't know who it's going to be. The most important thing is they come on here, they entertain the fans, they try and do what they want to do as a group. They've been good pre-season, they've looked different, they've looked more attacking-minded as well as defensively, pretty sure. And it's all important is getting on a run, getting the fans behind you, people believing that they can go and do something, and then holding on to that and trying to achieve something.
I think that's the key, isn't it? Entertaining the fans here, particularly this year after last year. How would they go about doing that? Is it just attacking football, or is there more they can do?
I don't think so. I think if you win games, no matter how it happens, 1-0, 2-0, 2-1, no one really cares as long as you win games. I've seen the best games in the world being played here and we've been beat, and everyone just remembers you've been beat. So you've just got to win games. I said people will come, as long as you're winning, people will come through the door. It's not always about entertaining, it's about getting the job done. If you get the job done, they win the games, and I think that was the difference last year. They didn't win enough at home, and I think they've looked at pre-season. I think you can see in different games, different scenarios, they've changed things up, they've tried to do little different things in the final third, and I think it's worked so far.
What do you make of Jordan Rhodes and Timo Pukki, the new forward signings?
Yeah, they're good. Obviously, I've seen them before. You know what you get with Jordan. Jordan scores goals. You give him the opportunity to put things in the box, he scores them. That's not all he does. I think he always gets pigeonholed that's all he does, but he does, and he does a lot. He does a lot of work that you don't see. I think when you watch him as a forward, you know what he's doing, pulling people around. Pukki's different. He'll back in. He'll be strong. He's deceptive. You put things in the box for him, you can certainly get on the end of him. We played him for Bromby, and so I watched quite a lot of him when we play against him. He does a lot of good things in the box. Obviously, he could bring people into play. So it's just about getting the best out of the two of them, and that's what they didn't do last year. It was a case of when we got in good areas, they didn't really work it quick enough, and I think you look at pre-season, they've done that. So that can only be a good thing for the club.